Before we look to God's word together, I want to ask you to join me as we ask for his blessing upon our time in his word. Father, we come before you now and thank you so much for your living and abiding word. And we pray now that your spirit would fall upon us in power, that we might abide in your abiding word and truly be your disciples. Would your spirit open our eyes to the glory of the unchanging God? Lead us and guide us into all the truth. Fill us with your spirit that we might believe the truth. And then spur us on by your power and might to obey it. Grant us the obedience of faith, we pray this morning. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Change. It's something that we experience each and every day as creatures living in a fallen world, in a broken world. A Greek philosopher from Ephesus several hundred years ago said that change is essentially the only constant thing in this world. That's true from an earthly perspective, at least. Sometimes we have positive change or feelings about the changes we experience. Many of us will be very happy when spring arrives and the weather changes. But more often than not, we have negative feelings about both the particular changes we experience and even the thought of change itself. There's something tremendously unsettling about change. It quickly teaches us how little control we have over the circumstances in which we find ourselves. Moreover, experiencing change in our lives often serves as a means of revealing where we are attempting to find our comfort and our security and our joy. In the ever-changing circumstances of life, we often feel like we're being thrown around like a rag doll or tossed to and fro on the stormy waters of a raging sea. We experience changes in our health, changes in our school or work environments, changes in our homes, in our families, in our relationships, changes in our income, changes in our daily routines, changes in the culture and society in which we live, even changes in our churches that unsettle us. It's probably true of both the local bodies that are gathered under this one roof this morning. And with the arrival of all of these changes come the feelings of anxiety, fear, uncertainty, which all leads to a profound sense of instability. It's during times like these that believers in the Lord Jesus Christ must remember that we, through Christ, have been brought into a relationship with an unchanging God. The Lord has said of himself through the Old Testament prophet Malachi, "I, the Lord, do not change." This attribute or perfection of God is often referred to by theologians as the immutability of God. It is his unchangeableness. Part of what it means for God to be God is that he never has and never will undergo change. He cannot change for the better, because he is already perfect. He is the essence of all that is good and true and right and beautiful. God cannot be improved upon. He cannot change for the worse, because if he did, he would cease to be God. We creatures may experience many changes in our lives, many changes that are painful, many that are difficult, many that are challenging, many that are unnerving. And we ourselves may change. But the Lord our God does not and cannot change. The psalmist describes our unchanging God this way in Psalm 102, if you're there in your Bible, verses 25 and 28, or through 28, rather. Of old you laid the foundation of the earth, and the heavens are the work of your hands. They will perish, but you will remain. They will wear out like a garment. You will change them like a robe, and they will pass away. But you are the same, and your years have no end. The children of your servant shall dwell secure. Their offspring shall be established before you. The world in which we live changes. The circumstances that we face seem to be constantly changing. But because God never changes, believers can always rely on Him in the ever-changing circumstances of life. We're going to dive deeper into the unchangeableness of our God by looking at three particular ways in which this truth affects our relationship with Him. First, because God never changes, believers can always rely on His character. Because God never changes, believers can always rely on His character. You have probably noticed over the past couple of weeks during this series on the attributes of God that they are inseparable from one another and related to each other. And that's because God is who He is, as we learned last week. This is certainly true regarding the immutability of God. And that is because this doctrine of divine immutability, His unchangeableness, it applies to every single one of God's attributes or perfections. Since God is unchangeable with respect to His being, His essence, who He is, He is therefore unchangeable with respect to His every quality or characteristic. For instance, we learn in James chapter 1 that it is owing to God's unchangeable character that believers can rely upon Him and His goodness to us always. James chapter 1, verses 16 through 18, he writes, "Do not be deceived, my beloved brothers and sisters. Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variation or shadow due to change. Of His own will He brought us forth by the word of truth, that we should be a kind of first fruits of His creatures." The reason that believers can rely upon our Heavenly Father to always be good to us is because He is unchanging in His character. Our Father is good, and our Father never changes. Therefore, our Father will always do good and be good unto His children, even when we cannot understand how His goodness is coming to us in the midst of difficult and seemingly unbearable circumstances. We find an illuminating analogy that helps us better understand God's unchanging character and His, therefore, unchanging goodness in the teaching of Christ regarding prayer in the Sermon on the Mount. Matthew chapter 7, verses 7 through 11. There Jesus says, "Ask, and it will be given to you. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and it will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, and the one who seeks finds. And to the one who knocks, it will be opened. Or which one of you, if his son asks him for bread, will give him a stone? Or if he asks for a fish, will give him a serpent? If you then, who are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father who is in heaven give good things to those who ask Him?" If we, who are fallen and broken and sinful, give good gifts to our children, then we can be absolutely sure that our Father in heaven, who is unchanging in His character, unchanging in His goodness, He will give good gifts to His children. Even in our ever-changing circumstances, our unchanging God is working all things together for our good. And what an encouragement this is for us in our suffering. It is this very truth about the Lord, that He is unchanging in His character and therefore unchanging in His goodness toward us, that can sustain us in the midst of the many trials that we face. We know that in each and every circumstance, God is doing good things in the lives of His children, even when we cannot see or fully understand what those good things are. He is storing up treasure for us in heaven. He is conforming us into the image of His Son. He is producing patience and perseverance within us. He is refining our faith, the tested genuineness of which will result in praise and glory and honor on the last day when the Lord Jesus is revealed from heaven. He is allowing us the privilege of sharing in Christ's sufferings so that we might experience the surpassing worth of knowing Him, Paul writes in Philippians 3. And ultimately bringing us to depending on Him entirely. Our ever-changing circumstances often lead us to trials and tribulation. But because God never changes, we can always rely on His character, even in the midst of suffering. The second particular way in which God's unchangeableness affects our relationship with Him is this. Because God never changes, believers can always rely on His covenant faithfulness. Because God never changes, believers can always rely on His covenant faithfulness. God is unchanging in His being, and He is also unchanging in His character. Therefore, we can know that God is also unchanging with regard to His purposes and His promises. This truth about God has always been one of the greatest sources of hope for His people, especially in the midst of changing circumstances, which seem to suggest that God's purposes and promises have changed. God has revealed Himself to be this kind of God, the kind of God who not only makes promises, but keeps them. The kind of God who not only makes plans, but actually accomplishes His purpose in all of those plans. He has revealed Himself as the Lord, a God merciful and gracious, slow to anger, and abounding in steadfast love and faithfulness. It is for this reason that throughout salvation history, His people would always point each other back to the steadfast love of the Lord. We see that phrase, steadfast love, over and over and over again throughout the Scriptures. God speaks of Himself showing steadfast love to His people. The psalmist, constantly, every other psalm, we're reading about the steadfast love of the Lord, His hesed. It's referring specifically to the covenant-keeping love of God, the promise-keeping love that God has for His people, the ones who have received promises from Him and believed those promises. I love how Sally Lloyd-Jones, the author of the Jesus Storybook Bible, describes it. It's really wonderful. It kind of gives us a meaning of what you read, steadfast love. What does that mean? She calls it God's never stopping, never giving up, unbreaking, always and forever love. That's exactly right. And the reason God shows this kind of love to His covenant people is because He never changes, even when we do. Earlier, I referenced Malachi chapter 3, verse 6. It's there that the Lord says to His people through the prophet, "For I, the Lord, do not change." But then He draws a conclusion from that. "Therefore, you, O children of Jacob, are not consumed." God's people throughout the Old Testament continued to fall away from him, continued to walk in unfaithfulness, continued to worship idols, continued to become more and more like the unbelieving nations around them instead of becoming more like the Lord himself. Their circumstances as a nation would change due to their unfaithfulness. You think of the exile into Babylon. Circumstances which affected even the faithful and the believing. Yes, even among that stiff-necked, disobedient people, God always had a believing remnant chosen by grace. And the reason he didn't just wash his hands of them entirely and forsake them altogether is because of his covenant faithfulness. I, the Lord, do not change, therefore you are not consumed when you change. God's covenant faithfulness was the hope of the psalmist in Psalm 102, that passage we read together just a few moments ago. The reason that the children of the Lord's servants would dwell secure and their offspring would be established before him is because the Lord remains the same and his years have no end. They could rely on God to keep his promises because they knew that he does not change. The prophet Jeremiah was filled with sorrow when Jerusalem was invaded by Babylon and the people were sent off into exile. But in Lamentations chapter 3, verses 19 through 24, while describing the anguish he was experiencing in his soul, he brought himself and the faithful who would read his words out of the pit of despair by reminding him and his readers about the Lord's covenant faithfulness. There he writes, "Remember my affliction and my wanderings, the wormwood and the gall. My soul continually remembers it and is bowed down within me. But this I call to mind, and therefore I have hope. The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. The Lord is my portion, says my soul. Therefore, I will hope in him." The reason that God's steadfast love never ceases and his mercy never comes to an end is because the Lord himself, the one from whom these things flow, never changes. And because the Lord never changes, his covenant faithfulness is something upon which his people can always rely. There are times when we stumble and fall, times when we are beset by sin, times when we are spiritually stagnant and feel like the Lord is so far from us. Times when our ever-changing circumstances make it seem as if there is no way the Lord is going to accomplish the purposes that he has said he will accomplish in me. And it's in those moments that we must remember the unchanging, steadfast love of our unchanging God. Because God never changes, we can always rely on his covenant faithfulness. Thirdly and lastly, because God never changes, believers can always rely on his Christ. We can always rely on his character. We can always rely on his covenant faithfulness. And we, as believers, can always rely on his Christ. Since the doctrine of immutability applies to God's being, his character, and his covenant promises, it also necessarily applies to his Christ, his anointed one. The Lord Jesus, the eternal Son of God who came into the world to accomplish our redemption and establish the Lord's kingdom. The one in whom all of God's covenant promises find their fulfillment. The New Testament writer to the Hebrews puts it this way in chapter 13, verse 8. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forever. The Lord Jesus, the Lord's anointed, he is the radiance of the glory of God and the exact imprint of his nature. Therefore, we should not be surprised to learn that he, like his Father, and like the Spirit that proceeds from the Father and the Son, is unchanging. That He is the same yesterday and today and forever. That truth about Jesus, it functions in a very particular way in Hebrews 13. At first glance, when you're reading through the chapter, it might appear to be completely random or disconnected from what the writer was teaching his readers. But it's not random at all. And it certainly has meaning to us today because of how rapidly things change in our lives and our circumstances. In the previous verse, the verse that comes right before that declaration, Christ is the same yesterday and today and forever, he says this, "Remember your leaders, those who spoke to you the word of God. Consider the outcome of their way of life and imitate their faith." In their recent past, these Christians of Hebrews 13, much like you, had spiritual leaders who spoke God's word into their lives. The Jesus that those leaders were following yesterday is the same Jesus that the author's readers were following today in the present when he was writing to them. It's the same Jesus that never changes. The Jesus that they and we are following today is the Jesus that our spiritual parents who taught us the Word of God were following yesterday. We can rely on the unchanging Christ as we follow those who follow Him. Jesus was the same in the past and He remains the same for us in the present. He is the same yesterday and today. And this is good news for us as we follow Him in a world that seems to be changing by the minute. And it's not just the world that seems to be changing. In various segments of the church, we find that it is capitulating to the culture around us. Just this past week, the second largest Protestant denomination in the world gathered together for discussion and debate because a faction within that denomination was seeking to completely redefine sexuality despite the clarity with which Scripture speaks about this issue, despite the clarity with which the Lord Jesus, the unchanging Christ, speaks about this issue. The changes may come in the world and in the church at large, but Jesus doesn't change. He's the same yesterday and today. The Jesus who built and taught His church through the Scriptures throughout the past 2,000 years of church history is the same today. And that's why the writer, to the Hebrews transitions from that truth about Jesus and His unchangeableness to what he says in the very next verse. "Do not be led away by diverse and strange teachings." Jesus hasn't changed. Therefore, His word hasn't changed. And what He has taught us hasn't changed. He is the same yesterday and today, which means He will remain the same forever. As we head into what seems to be an uncertain future from an earthly perspective, we must remember that our future, as those united to the unchanging Christ, is anything but uncertain. Our unchanging Christ will remain our Lord, our King, and our Redeemer. And this means that regardless of the circumstances we encounter in the days to come, Jesus is altogether trustworthy and altogether reliable. A few moments ago, we celebrated the Lord's Supper together, an ordinance given to us by Jesus by which we remember all that He has done to accomplish our salvation. Christ's body was broken on the cross to pay the penalty for our sins. His blood was poured out for the forgiveness of many to establish the new covenant. And as those who are trusting by faith in His death on the cross for the forgiveness of sins, we do so with the anticipation that He is coming back again. He will return, and when He does, He will consummate His kingdom and make all things new. But as we anticipate that day, what gives us confidence to know that He will indeed return? How can you be certain? It is this: Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forever. Because God never changes, we can always rely upon His Christ. We can always rely on our anointed King, our Savior and Redeemer. The Jesus who accomplished our salvation in the past is the same Jesus who is presently with us. The one who said, "I will be with you till the end of the age." And it is the same Jesus who will indeed return for us in the future. The Jesus who made purification for our sins yesterday is at the right hand of the Father making intercession for us today. And there is coming a day on which He will return in power and glory to fully and finally deliver us. And we will be with Him forever. And the reason that we can rely wholeheartedly on Christ to continue interceding for us and to return to gather us, that where He is, we might be also, is because God never changes. Now, while the truth of Christ's unchangeableness is wonderfully, at times, indescribably comforting and encouraging for us as believers, this truth is anything but comforting and encouraging for those who are outside of Christ. For those who have not been united to Him by faith. If you are here this morning and you have not repented of sin and turned to the Lord Jesus, if you have not turned away from sin, that's all repentance means. Turning from sin to Christ. If you have not turned away from sin and turned to Christ in faith, trusting in His death as the payment for your sin, trusting in His resurrection for the eternal life that He promises to those who believe, then the unchanging character, purpose, and plans of God will only lead to what Paul calls the punishment of eternal destruction away from the presence of the Lord and the glory of His might. If you're here this morning, not in Christ, and somehow you're just banking on the hope that God's going to change on the judgment day, He's not. The Lord Jesus, the one who has been given all authority to execute judgment, all authority to judge has been given to the Son, Jesus says in John 5. He's not going to change. But even though the Lord never changes, that doesn't mean that your current position before Him has to remain the same. It doesn't. Because God is merciful and gracious, He freely bestows eternal life upon all who repent of sin and trust in the unchanging Christ. God doesn't change, but you can. By His grace and power. So I plead with you this morning to fix your eyes upon the unchanging Christ, the one who is the same yesterday and today and forever. And if you turn to Him by faith and in repentance, you will experience the salvation that He alone can provide, and you can be with the unchanging Christ forever. In this ever-changing world, in the seemingly ever-changing circumstances in our lives, there is one thing that is constant and unchanging, and that one thing is the Lord our God. The Lord does not change. The heavens and the earth may be changed like a robe and pass away, but the Lord is the same, and His years have no end. And because God never changes, we can always rely on His character. Since He never changes, His goodness and His wisdom and His power, it will not change. Because He never changes, we can always rely on His covenant faithfulness. The God who has made great and precious promises to us is a God who keeps His promises. A truth about the Lord which has been demonstrated throughout all of salvation history by His steadfast, covenant-keeping love. The love with which He relentlessly loves His people. And because God never changes, We can always rely on His Christ, His anointed, the Lord Jesus, because He is the same yesterday and today and forever. Therefore, even in the ever-changing circumstances of life, we can ever and always rely on our unchanging God. And this is good news. Let's pray.